Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show on Saturday, July 25th. We're in the studio this morning, and the caffeine's starting to kick in, so we're getting a little fired up. We got a good subject today. We talked about monster guns last week.
Yeah.
500 caliber everything.
And the 500 Smith & Wesson, the 500 Auto Max out of an AR.
Yeah.
50 Beowulfs. Big stuff.
And 50 AEs.
And 50 AEs.
Yeah. So, and we talked a little bit about 44 Magnums and stuff too, but.
But this section, this segment's going to be a tiny segment.
Tiny segment, but.
It's a tiny segment brought to you by a guy who does really big decks and projects.
Yeah, really, really cool big projects. Reliable Enterprises brings you this segment of the show. Jeremy from Reliable is a dear friend and a true Second Amendment aficionado. His number is 810-429-6957. Get that number in your head. The most often asked number I get from the show is, how do I get a hold of Jeremy?
Right.
810-429-6957. Go to his website, ReliableExteriorPro.com. Check out his deck work. He does drone photographs before and after of all the shots, all of his decks, all of his construction. And he is
his
a master.
All that stuff.
He's a master builder. The guy is just excellent. He is very, very talented, and I'm proud to call him a friend. So again, you can link to him from our website, thegss.com, and usually if you call me in the evening, you'll catch us talking because he and I chat on the phone in the evenings a lot, and we take time to talk about guns once or twice a week. So good folks. Now, Jake, we want to talk about. Not big guns, but tiny guns.
Yeah.
And this is weird for me because I never have.
This is out of your realm completely.
My last 17 caliber gun was, of course, a pellet gun. And you want to talk about 17 rounds and 17 Hornets.
It's technically 17.177.
Yeah.
Your little pointed air rifle bullets. And now people, we're not talking about that.
No.
We're not talking about that.
We're going to talk about center fires and rim fires.
Center
they
fires.
Go fast.
Yeah, so there are a lot of 17 calibers out there, believe it or not. There's even some Wildcats. Who did I see? They did. Who is that that does? There's this. I want to say it's something stupidly ridiculous for long range precision shooting, and I want to say it's like a 30-06 neck down to 17 caliber.
Oh my gosh!
I would call that's going to burn out a barrel with powder.
Yeah.
But anyways, we're talking realistic stuff. That you could possibly have in the safe, or a family member might have, or you shot one at one point. Well, and there, of course, some of the more popular 17s are the 17 HMR,
yeah,
17 HMR2.
That's a popular the HMR.
Those are rimfires.
I like better, but yeah.
And those we see in
The HMR is the Magnum, and then the
HMR2
is a 22 long rifle
neck down
to 17. So it's still
rim
fast.
Fires. It is.
Maybe somebody thought the HMR was overkill. You know, it might have been for some purposes.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe some gun ranges didn't allow it.
Wasn't there a 17 Fireball?
221 Fireball.
221. And I think, so at some point I was reading, when I was doing some research, those are necked down to 17 caliber also for the XP100s.
Oh,
which
I've always,
if I ever had the chance, I would snag. If you have an XP100 and want to get rid of it, let us know.
Yeah, there you go.
I've always wanted one. I don't care what caliber it is.
I think I'd rather have one of those than a contender, to be honest with you.
Those are just so cool.
I'd like to get one in
stock.
I'd like to get one at 35 rem and then download it to just like bad 357 Magnums, you know, and not have to be a full 200 grain bullet shooting out of it. Because I always loaded 158 grain hollow points out of my 35 rems anyway.
I would take one in any caliber.
Yeah. All right.
It's such a classic Americana mid 1900s.
Yeah.
You know, cool. So cool futuristic handgun.
DuPont at its finest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So very
the
cool.
The heyday of Remington, right?
Now,
but
you
we're
know,
talking about, though, not rimfire 17s in this segment. We're going to talk about center fire 17s.
So, all right. I was going to talk about the 204 Ruger for a minute, but we don't have to.
Why?
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I always say about it. But there are people
I'm surprised there's not a 17 Ruger.
There are people that cull deer, and they use 204s, like in August, to cull deer.
But technically,
for the overkilling, and they shoot them in the head.
Yeah, but technically, 22 caliber is the smallest caliber to legally hunt for deer within Michigan.
But they allow it for culling.
I don't know.
I don't understand why. They got special licenses for that stuff.
I don't know. You. I mean, that deer,
They shoot him in the head, it kills him.
That deer, well, you could do that with a 223 also.
Oh, I'm sure you could.
So.
I wouldn't know, but I'm sure you could. So.
Well, so the first one we're going to talk about is the 17 Remington.
Okay.
So.
It's been out a long time.
It came out in the early 70s. This was designed to fit in the 700 action from Remington.
Yeah.
Essentially what it is, it's a 223 Remington necked down to 17 caliber.
I used to have some of the brass, and I thought, uh-oh. Something happened. What's the matter? I said, oh, it's a 17 Rem. It's not a 223.
And these fit. And like I said, though, this is not a legal caliber to hunt deer with in Michigan.
Right.
You can hunt.
You can coyote and stuff like hunt that with it. Yep.
You know, fur bearer hunt at night with it. But it is a 25 grain hollow point.
Yeah.
Now, most of your 22 long rifles are what? 40 grain lead round bolts, yeah, you know?
30 to 40 grain. So this grain, is, yeah,
again, smaller in diameter and lighter weight than, you know, a 22 mini mag.
Yeah.
25 grain hollow point bullet. These are going 4,000 feet per second and anywhere from 800 to 900 foot pounds of energy, depending on if you're reloading it or not.
Wow, that's a lot of energy. That's like 44 Magnum energy. You know what I mean?
That's insane if you think about it.
It is.
Box of 20 of these. Again, Remington still makes the ammo for these.
Yeah, yeah.
25 grain hollow points loaded. $40 a box. You're paying $2 a round.
You get people walk up to. I've had people walk up to us at gun shows and ask us, "Do you have any 17 rems?"
I'm too big.
Do I look like I have a 17 M or 17?
I don't. Oh no, I have 4 Remingtons. I don't have 17.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now on the alternative side, we're talking 40 years later.
Earlier.
Well, 40. Well, 17. Well, yes and no. So the 17 Hornet technically dated back to early 50s, and it was a wildcat that P.O. Ackley, who did all the Ackley improves,
yeah,
he took 22 Hornets, which were, you know, they were center-fired 22 caliber bullet rounds.
Oh, 22 Hornets are great guns.
They're, you know, but he necked them down to 17 in the 50s.
Ruger even made them in revolvers, and so did Smith & Wesson.
Yeah.
You know, 22 Hornet revolvers, that's a mean revolver.
And I think they made them in those number threes. Remember those single shots?
Number ones?
Number threes. Remember the number threes?
Oh, the ugly one? Yeah. Ruger number one.
The Ruger number threes. They made those in 22 Hornet as well.
Yeah.
Well, the 17 Hornet was officially actually named that in about 2010 when Hornady kind of made it a standard.
Oh, okay. You know,
so.
Yeah.
So
I had seen them in 20 years wildcatting and read about it back in the day.
Well, back in the day, wildcatting, all those magazines.
Yeah, it was all about wildcatting.
And it took years. So 20 years before the 17 Remington, the 17 Hornet was a wildcat. Well, it took about another 40 years for Hornady after that to actually develop it and make it a standard. In classic Hornady fashion, though.
Well, whoever thought to look at a 223 shell and say,
Let's put
a smaller bullet in. You know?
Most of the time, we're like, "Well, what happens if we straight wall it? What happens if we?
Yeah,
can we shove a 6 millimeter bullet in it? What happens?"
Imagine back then when they, you know, in 1972, and they said, "Why don't we neck it out and put a 35 caliber bullet in it?" That's stupid. Yeah. Who's going to buy that? Everybody's shooting 350 Legends now,
right?
Thank you.
Imagine if that would have come out back then,
where
Ruger would have made a revolver in it. You know, a giant 350 Legend revolver.
Like the BFR.
Like the BFR. Yeah. It would have been the Ruger.
Yeah.
So the 17 Hornet, though, when Hornady adopted it around 2010, they took the 22 Hornet, they necked it down with a 25-degree shoulder to differentiate it from the Ackley version, because that was like a 19-degree shoulder.
Yeah, real steep. Yeah.
And they made it a little bit longer than what the Ackleys were, so it was never to be confused.
Okay.
If you had old brass and
you can't cram them in the same.
Yeah, you can't cram it in the same gun, right? Yep. Because especially if it's a gun that came out that long before, is there pressure? You know, you never know.
I'm having fun necking doing my 300 blackouts right now with my dies and stuff.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, cutting down to 223s and making them. But anyway, I've always liked doing this stuff. You do too. You're always trying to make something new.
Yeah. I came out with that 41 Great Lakes 20 years before they did.
Yeah.
So these
true.
So these little rounds, I say little, this is a small cartridge. Uses a 20 grain 17 caliber bullet. So it's even smaller than the 17 Remington because it is a smaller case anyways.
Yeah.
20 grain Hornady V-Max bullet.
Good bullets.
3,500 feet per second.
Yeah.
And it hits with 592 foot-pounds of energy.
That's still more than a 350, about the same as a 357 Magnum.
Yeah. So now Hornady's designed these to be zeroed in at 200 yards where they're still going 2,500 feet per second.
Yeah.
So this is a...
That's impressive.
This is a very interesting setup for 17. And personally, I never considered it, but... With nowadays, with the availability of scopes, the accuracy of some of these rifles, what you can really build out of some of these things would be impressive.
Yeah.
Especially with modern ammunition. And
you could reload these, you know, so...
with my stubby fingers? They're not really stubby. They're more chubby.
Well,
but
they're not nimble.
No. A box of 20 17 Hornets, you're about $30. Okay. So they're $10 less a box than the 17 Remington, but they're smaller.
Every time I've put bags of 17 Remington brass on my table, they are sold like within an hour. They get snatched up.
Well, it's one of those kind of older, obscured things, right?
Just don't see them hardly ever. I don't have any right now. I don't have any.
No.
What I'm getting now, when I get random brass now, I end up with 22 arcs and 6mm arcs. And, that's what I'm seeing all the time, you know? And, if you're sitting on a cachet of 6.5 Grendel, I'll take them from you.
Yeah.
So I won't take them from you. I'll buy them from you. Give me your brass.
But, so like we said, there's other 17s out there. The HMRs, the HMR2, the WSMs.
Yeah.
And a lot of other Wildcats throughout the years because the 17 bullets are available. So people say, why don't we shove it in this? Put it in that. So why not?
And our friend Derek from Liberty Turn Components was showing me the 17 caliber bullets that they make because they make some of the high-end bullets, all copper bullets, for these, for varmint control. And he's been trying to talk me into it for 10 years.
So yeah, yeah.
I've just been saying, no, I don't want to do that. They're too tiny for my chubby fingers, like you said. So,
yeah.
But it's still something to consider. So if
polar opposites of the 500s from last week.
But they're probably they're probably more fun to shoot.
Well, it's probably more affordable to shoot, more affordable for powder, for reloading.
And yeah, because you're not
talking 58 grains.
No, and you're not talking using 296 powder in it either, you know?
Yeah, so, it's more like just half a thing of pepper. And
Yeah, just a pinch of...
Shave off the top of a matchstick and then pull the trigger.
Just a skosh of gunpowder.
Tally-ho. Yep.
I like it. All right, well, we got to go to commercial break again. This is the Gunsmith Show. Remember, like us on Facebook, and we're here every Saturday morning with you talking guns. And you can usually catch us at Williams Gun Site one of the days on a weekend. And we're going to be out there selling raffle tickets here pretty soon.
Yeah, pretty soon. In August, you can stop out and see us. We'll be selling some raffle tickets for our gun raffle.
Yeah. So this next segment we're going to get into in just a minute, really, really good used guns from Williams Gun Site. So you're going to have fun talking to us about that. So hang on tight, fill up your coffee. We'll be back with more of the Gunsmith Show right after this.